up our starting time to 9 o'clock, given the fact that there would be a special caucus for the ANC and COPE, I'm told, this morning. I'm not sure of the Democratic Alliance.
Mr. Chairman, I think that we should, as we congratulate the new chair of your caucus, we should also castigate him for holding a caucus meeting on the wrong day.
So that is mainly the reason for members why we are starting early, so that we allow members to attend to those other businesses. And as Honourable Liz has already indicated, we are delighted to announce that Honourable Muntisi has been appointed as the chair of the ANC caucus. Congratulations, Honourable Muntisi. Honourable members, we only have got two apologies from Honourable Mashile, who's on study leave, and Honourable Bloom, who's attending another meeting clashing with this one. Our agenda today is to deal with the Adjustment Appropriation Bill report, as well as to reflect on the MTBPS report, and the last item being the draft minutes, the minutes of the previous meeting. So those are the only three items on our agenda today, on members. And without any waste of time, the reports were circulated during our previous meeting, and I'll go straight to the report on Select Committee on Appropriation, on Adjustment Appropriation Bill B37-2013, National Assembly Section 77, dated today. And I will table the report as follows. The Select Committee on Appropriation, having considered the Adjustment Appropriation Bill B37-2013, referred to it and classified by the Joint Taking Mechanism as Section 77 Bill, reports that it has agreed to the bill without amendments. The report to be considered. I table the report, Honourable Members. Honourable Liz and Honourable Dibier, do you follow? Honourable Liz? Oh, okay, thank you. Oh, you are moving and seconding. Moved and seconded by Honourable Dibier and Liz, respectively. Thank you, Honourable Members. The next item on the agenda is the report of the Select Committee on Appropriation on the proposed division of revenue and the conditional account allocations to provincial and local sphere of government as contained in the 2013 medium-term budget policy statement. I am now on page one of the report. Page one. If nothing to correct or to add, I move to page two. You're sitting just next to our new chairperson of caucus of the ANC. Yeah. Thank you. You are not here when we announced that. So that's why we are on the report of the big one on the Makubela. We have adopted the external report on the appropriation bill. We are now on page three. Page four. chapter is 5. Page 10. Under page 10, honorable members, under observation, I'm not sure, I wanted to, because reference is only made to the FFC, and that was not the only stakeholder that presented. I wanted to replace that part with stakeholders. Otherwise, if we have to mention them, we can. All the stakeholders which were there, because the previous one, the first draft included everyone. So this one only make a reference to the FFC as if it was the only stakeholder that made submission. I'm being alerted that I'm actually reading the first draft, not the final draft. So, my apologies, honorable members, on that one. When it's covered, it covers everyone who was there. Page 11.
Point of view, 6.3, the percentages are quoted there, and it's in line with the NDP. So are we saying I'm simply ignorant of the percentages in the NDP? What I'm asking is, are these percentages exactly the same as the NDP? Because that's the way it reads. It reads that the NDP determines the 38.8%, etc., etc. And so I can't remember the NDP that accurately, but it might have an emphasis, but does it actually have percentage points in it? I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's a fair question. Let's get the response, Mr. Dow.
Yeah, the idea is just to indicate that because NDP prioritize education health, giving the allocation shows that the higher percentages. It's not to say NDP says this percentage, it's just to say it prioritizes these sectors, and even the percentages confirms that.
Can we then change the wording there to mean exactly what we're saying? Because I think Honorable Lee's concern is valid. Otherwise, in the mind of we have already reading, we think that the NDP also set the target of 38% and 25% respectively. But if what you're saying is the correct version, then we must have changed it to. Thank you, Honorable Liz. Honorable Joseph.
Thank you, Chair. Maybe we should just say that the distribution of resources confirms the NDP priorities, and then of course then it reflects like education and so on.
Okay, thank you, Honourable Joseph. I think they will find the... You can read out it once we have we'll come back to it. Honourable Liz?
Sorry, Chairman, I'm sorry. Honourable Mashida is not here, so someone has to. On 6.4, the use of the word government commitment to eliminate wages. Government is a very broad concept. So I think that we need to narrow it down. We're really, I suppose, talking about the Minister of Finance until this bill becomes law. I know it's semantic, but I think it's quite important too.
Agreed.
Mr. Chairman, then 6.7. One of my difficulties with delegated functions is that you can only delegate to someone who's willing to accept. So if it's not my job and you try and give it to me to do, I can say, I'm sorry, I'm not doing it. And so when we use the word assigned, I get a bit nervous because in no sphere of government can assign a function to another sphere of country. In other words, here it is, you take it whether you like it or not. So I'm just wondering whether we should just leave the word assigned out, please.
Okay. That is
6.7.
Yes,
6.7. Yeah.
Assigned, deleted. Page 12. Honourable Liz.
I'm behaving like a real school teacher today, and I'm
apologize
for
it.
It's fine.
I don't
like being semantic, but perhaps we have to get. I mean, it's 7.4. I know exactly what we mean there, but I'm not sure that it could not be read differently by different people. See, because what you're saying is provide Parliament with guidelines to enforce. You can't enforce guidelines, and that's one of the difficulties I have with a lot of our National Treasury output. It's in guideline form, which then is not enforceable. It's either regulation that's enforceable,
yes.
But guidelines are not enforceable. So the use of the word enforce, I'd love to see it stay there, and I'd love to see guidelines changed to regulations, but I don't know that National Treasury actually have the authority to do those kind of regulations. I'm ignorant on this aspect, but I'm just saying that the use of the word guideline and enforce don't go together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the correct is. Either I would like to see it enforceable, but I'm not sure that the law will allow Treasury to make those kind of regulations.
So what do? We take it out? I don't think there's any harm if we take it out.
Yeah,
Chairman, I think the concept, sorry, may I speak?
Yes.
I think the concept is great. So perhaps it should read with guidelines that will be applied by government departments.
Okay.
Then you take out that sort of, like National Treasury is going to go around enforcing these things. They're obviously going to monitor it and hopefully highlight it for, and we'll do oversight and we'll say, but you know, why are you not following these guidelines? But
the austerity measures. The minister referred to the element of austerity measures, if I remember his speech correctly. If you don't want the word guidelines, the words he used in his speech, or in the document, the MTBS document.
Can they be enforced?
Well, that I'm not sure. I'm not but Parliament can see to it that it is enforced. That's our work.
By
our oversight. I'm not an expert on work.
Honourable Lees?
Mr. Chairman, I don't want to drop this. I think it's a good thing to have in our recommendations. I just want it to be real. And so if we can take out the word enforce and replace it with something else, I'll be happy with that. Mm-hmm. Unless we can be advised that we can enforce it, that someone can enforce it, and who that person or structure is that can enforce it. It can be enforced, I mean, if there's a political imperative. In other words, if the day were to say that in the Western Cape everyone's going to ride bicycles, we could politically enforce it, but we couldn't enforce it. The central government couldn't along enforce them riding bicycles. You know what I mean? There's a difference between a political policy and something that's a law that can be enforced in a court of law. I'm not making myself clear, this chairman. Maybe we must just move on.
No, I get your point.
Honourable Muntisi.
Yeah, Chair, I think Honourable Liz is raising a valid point. If we recommend to National Treasury to come up with guidelines, the type of guidelines that National Treasury can come up with, it could be regulation. It could be anything that becomes enforceable with respect to travel and so on. So I think it will be incumbent upon the Treasury to come up with enforceable regulations. You see? So all we are saying is guidelines. So National Treasury then can begin to say those guidelines should come in this particular form. This is the recommendation that we are making to them. Thanks.
Jim, that's not a major thing for me. Sorry, let's move on. All right. There's a suggestion that we should. How about just immediately after guidelines, we say guidelines and or regulations that will be applied to enforce the restrictions based on
yeah.
That would be fine. Great. We're still on page 12.
Your question.
Honorable DPR.
7.2. National provincial service of government should, in terms of section 154 of the Constitution 1996, support and strengthen municipalities. It's a constitutional obligation.
Can we include the word continue to? because I'm of the view that to a certain extent that is what they are doing currently. But we emphasizing the need to continue doing that in line with that constitutional provision. Are you okay with that, Honorable Pierre? Okay. Page 13, if we are done with 12.
Mr. Chairman, 7.8, if I remember correctly, National Treasury were very hesitant with the suggestion of support in some ways. I think the National Treasury were criticized by some of us for not doing more. And National Treasury's kind of response, if I'm correct, was that they can't run the institution, the municipality. The support is of a technical nature, and that's the extent of the support. So when we say, and support municipalities, that's correct, but it's the extent of that support which is not defined and may be misread. But it's not necessary. It is correct as it reads. It just can be read in various ways. That's all. I think we should add to that support municipalities in terms of the is it mandate or their functions? What in terms of what they are legally able to do or something like that? Because it seems to me that there's a view. The National Treasury, because it does seem to be one of the most efficient departments, should be actually taking over control of these things. And maybe that's a little bit as a result of National Treasury's lead role in Limpopo. But it's not really the function of National Treasury, and they simply don't have the resources to do it.
Agreed?
Agreed.
Thank you. Any other point on the same page?
No.
Okay. If we've got nothing, honourable members, we'll go back to that point. The point raised earlier under observation 6.3, I would ask Mr. Dow to read the redrafted version.
Thank you, Chair. The proposal is we say, the committee say, sorry for that chapter. The distribution of resources addresses the National Development Plan priorities, full stop. And then the second sentence says education is receiving 38%, health 25.5%, criminal justice 22%, and economic services 7.9%, which in itself is two different sentences which do not imply that these percentages are in line with what NDP is saying.
Agreed? Thank you. Those are the amendments to the report on the members. Thank you very much for that. And I will now call for the mover for adoption of this report. Honorable Faku moves, seconded by Honorable Liz. If all those amendments, thank you very much, Honorable Members. Then the last item, you are, thank you very much. The draft minutes of the 8th of November. I'm on page one, just the attendance register there. And page two and three. No corrections or omissions, may I then call for the mover of the minute? Honorable Liz move. May I get a seconder? Honorable Dibir seconds. That concludes the business of the day, honorable members, and thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, we don't take this.
We will consult the Minister of Finance. We'll have to bring our own drink to the Parliament.